learning in Maseches Brachos, Daf Zayin. Perek Aleph, but Daf Zayin. Amud Beis. We are, in all fairness, not even halfway through. That's true. We're in the topic of names, and we had discussed the first of the Shvatim's names, namely. Excuse me. No, sorry. We discussed Yehuda. We discussed Yehuda, the fourth of the boys, and now we're going to talk about the first Reuven. Okay, so it is. I don't know. About 15 lines down, 10, 15 lines down. The first one line is S. There's two dots there. It says Reuven. There you go, Reuven. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Leah. This is what Leah said. Ra'u, in naming her son Reuven, she was saying, look and see, ma bein b'ni, what difference between my son, I, her firstborn, I, Reuven, leven chami, as opposed to, in contrast, distinction to, my father-in-law's son, who was that? Esau. Okay, so look how, now, right away, it's not pshat, it's definitely not pshat that Leah was in the via and, like, knew what was going to happen specifically. Either she had a general understanding it would be good, or alternatively, she wanted it to be that way, or internal of afraid it was that way. Different shots, but in any case, not that she was, or Shma Grum, which we'll learn to discuss in a second, or the name calls it. In any case, this is the drasha here. So look at the difference. Dilu ben Chami, when it comes to my father in law's son, I Esau. Afagav, even though. The medayte zavne lebichiruse. Even though he knew full well that he was giving up his bechorus, his double portion and status to Yaakov, his brother, dechsev, as it says, vayimkor es bechoraso, he sold his bechora to Yaakov. Nevertheless, chazu maksiv be. Nevertheless, see what a nasty guy Esav was, and what it says about him. Because look what it says. Vayishtom, which means, like any, he had some sort of silent hatred inside of him. Esav is Yaakov. Esav harbored nasty feelings towards Yaakov. That's a nasty thing to do. Except not only that, he actually later on exploded with the nastiness. And he said, V'yomar, hachi kara shmo Yaakov. Yeah, that's why his name is Yaakov. Yaakveni ze pa'amayim. You know, he double tricked me twice. Yaakveni, he pulled a fast on me twice. See, he really hated him. But the point is, he didn't pull any fast over him. He actually, Esav sold it, and he knew he was selling it. So you see, he's a bad guy. However, v'ilu b'ni, when it comes to my son, I, Reuven, avagav dal korche shakle Yosef v'b'furseh, even though it was against his will, against Reuven's will, that Yosef got the Bechor. Remember, Yosef ends up getting two sons, both Ephraim and Menashe, both get to be Shvatim, essentially. Have a Nachla, so he got a double portion. And that was not, Reuven didn't want that to happen, he just lost it. So that's incomparable, right? Dechsev, sorry?
Reuven didn't get a double
portion. No way, of course not. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Uvachalalo, this is actually a passage from Divrei Yom, but anyway, it speaks it out. Uvachalalo Yitzu'ai Aviv, from the fact that he was, whatever he did to his father's bed, you know, the story over there. Nitna, because of, on account of that, Bechoroso, his Bechoros, his double portion is given away. The Bnei Yosef. So you see that he didn't want it to get, he got taken from against his will. And Afilu Hachi, even so, Lo Eknabeg, still, Reuven wasn't jealous of Yosef, Dechsev, as you see. He's the one who was prepared to save him. Vishma Reuven. Reuven heard about what the plan was, but he lay over Yadam. And Reuven saved his half brother Yosef from their hands. So you see, Reuven was still liked him and tried to help him, even though Yosef ended up being the one to take away his Bechorah. Now, there's a bit of a kasha looming, which is the chronology here. The earliest time we explicitly find out about Reuven losing the double portion and it being given to Yosef is certainly not Divrei Yamim, but it's at the end of Rachis, right? That's a little late. That's way after the story of when Reuven stood up to save Yosef. That's a little out of order. So the pshat is that he knew
when he was named.
Yeah, well, leaving up. Yeah, so let's get the issue in a second. I'll restate that point. But the point about the out-of-orderness, so they all explain that Reuven knew full well it's going to cost him his Bechora, or he knew full well by what he did, or at least after he did it, he knew it was going to cost him his Bechora, and the fact, when Reuven tampered with the beds over there, that happened before him going to save Yosef. So either way, it's not that it's out of order. Reuven knew that Yosef was a... he had lost it to Yosef, and even so, he stood up for it. Now, in terms of the out of orderness, again, so the Pasha, we'll see in a second about the Shema Grum, but the name caused the thing to happen. But we'll say for now, the point is, Leah meant it in a tefillah kind of way, that I want my child to be different than the rest of some bad seeds in the family tree, but I want my child not to be like that. Or she said, Reuven, you see, Lamafreya. As we'll see in the next, when we talk about how the name causes, it turns out Lamafreya, after the fact, in retrospect, the name was the perfect fit for the child. So, in any case, that's the shot there. Okay?